Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to talk about how to fall in love with selling. And really what we're going to talk about is how I fell in love with selling. But hopefully, in my sharing my story, you'll begin to find a way to fall in love with selling for yourself. Now, I've been running my own business for over 30 years. And when I started, I didn't think about selling. I just was so excited about the trainings I wanted to do and the writing that I wanted to do that somehow money found its way to me without my knowing anything about getting it. But then I did the thing that so many of us do when we have what you might call beginner's luck, is I thought, well, wow, if I can do this well without really putting any thought or effort into it, imagine how much better I'll do when I put thought and effort into it. And so I decided I was going to learn how to sell and how to make money and how to run a business. And now, instead of my focus being on what I loved doing and what I wanted to share and what I wanted to give to the world, all my focus was on how do I get? And it became this uncomfortable thing for me, because suddenly I was very conscious of selling. I was very conscious of what, I never formally thought this, but if there was a question that I was answering in all my selling, it's how much can I get for how little? Now, I hired a sales coach during that time, and his analogy for selling was, imagine that you're in a bar and somehow you offend some of the locals in the bar, and all these guys line up to beat you up, and you've got to get out the door. He said, now, you know, how hard would you fight to get out that door? You know, how committed would you be to getting through as many guys as you had to get through to get out that door? He said, that's selling. You can sell your way out of any business challenge. And he had so many stories of businesses that were nearing bankruptcy where they'd sold their way out and, you know, all sorts of crises that were managed through selling your way out. And it was all about sell your way out of anything. And I got kind of good at it. I did pretty well, and I thought to myself, oh, I kind of love selling, but actually I realized, no, I hated selling. I loved winning, right? I liked the feeling of, ha-ha, I did it. I still hated the selling because it was like being in a bar fight every time, and it felt icky. And I didn't really see this until I went on a business building course, and I set as my goal for that course to make an entire year's income in the first 3 months of the year. And I was really excited about that goal. And back then, selling looked like a numbers game to me. And so I worked out mathematically how many prospects I would need to approach to have how many calls to make how much money. And when I looked at my schedule, in order to do it, I would have had to have been on the phone 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. Not even doing the work, just selling. And I thought to myself, this is so stressful. this is insane. I don't want to do this. And I got curious. I was like, what's going on? What's my hurry? And I realized I actually hated selling so much. I was desperate to get it over with so the rest of the year I could just do my work that I loved and not have to sell. And at that point, a new goal emerged. How do I fall in love with selling? What if I could enjoy selling so much? What if I could enjoy the game of making money so much that I wouldn't be in any rush? And if it took longer, that would be great. That's like a game you're really enjoying, going longer instead of being over too quickly. And I had no idea how to go about it. I couldn't find a lot of people to tell me because most of the people who seemed to love selling loved winning. But then I had a conversation with my friend Steve Chandler. And he talked to me about selling to Oliver. Now, for those of you who don't know me, Oliver is my son, and I adore him. And And he's a young man. He's out in the world. He's 23 at the time that I'm recording this. And he said, what if every person you spoke with was Oliver? How would that affect the way you sold? And I thought, well, if I was selling to Oliver, selling wouldn't be the first thing on my mind. It would be hanging out with Oliver. It'd be getting to know Oliver. It would be like, how you doing? What's new? What's up? And I thought, well, that sounds an awful lot like what they tell you to do in sales. But it would be honest. It would be genuine. It wouldn't be a tactic. It would be because I was genuinely interested in what Oliver was up to. And then if I was selling to Oliver, well, I'd want to get a sense of what he really needed. I wouldn't be looking for, can I get him to buy my product? I would be just like, well, what do you need? What would be great? What would be better than what you got? What would be super helpful? Which is, again, something they tell you to do in sales training. Well, you've got to elicit the needs of the person. But it wouldn't be tactical with Oliver. It would just be the obvious thing to do. Hey, how can I help? Well, if I was selling to Oliver, I would really check to see if what I had was what he needed. And if it wasn't, I would help him find it somewhere else because I love that kid. Now, that may seem counterintuitive, but even in traditional sales training, they talk about, you know, meeting your client's needs and objectives. Well, again, it wouldn't be tactical with Oliver. It would be genuine because I really want him to get what he wants, to get what he needs. Well, if Oliver wasn't sure, but I was, in other words, if I knew what would help Oliver and he didn't, I'd be pretty persistent. I wouldn't force it on him, but I also wouldn't just let it go because he'd said no. Well, gee, that sounds a lot like handling objections, but instead of handling objections like some kind of game of verbal jujitsu, it would be handling objections because I really see what this kid I love needs, what would be really beneficial to him. And I want to find a way for him to see that too. But ultimately, if he really didn't want it, I wouldn't push it on him. I would never push it on him. And because I wasn't pushing it on him, whether he bought or not, our relationship would be stronger for the conversation. We would both enjoy the conversation. The next time my number came up on his phone, he'd jump to answer it instead of sending it straight to voicemail. Because he genuinely would enjoy the interaction because the interaction was genuinely about love. It was genuinely about connection. It was genuinely about service, not because you're supposed to be of service, because you're trained to be of service, because if you serve, you will sell. And I found that for me, not only did I start to fall in love with selling when I realized that everyone I talked to was Oliver, and if I couldn't find that love and care for them that I have for Oliver, I wouldn't sell to him. Just simple, made no sense to me. Why would I sell to anyone but Oliver? And I started to find that there were a lot more Olivers out there than I ever realized. That actually there were a lot more people I could care about than the ones that it made sense on paper for me to care about. And I started to see that when I was genuinely in conversation with people that I cared about how I might be able to help them have a better life, have a better time, have a better whatever it is, those conversations went well, and I looked forward to them, and the people I talked to looked forward to them. And if there wasn't a fit, it was never a problem. And if there was a problem, I really genuinely wanted to solve it because it was so sincere. My selling, my sharing, my giving, that if it turned out to be wrong, it wasn't, oh my gosh, they want a refund? It would be like, oh, that didn't work for us. Oh, my bad. Hey, you know, how do I, what can I get you instead? Let me do some research. Let me see what else I can find you. Maybe there's a way to fix what we've got. But from a place of genuinely wanting the best for Oliver, not because it says in the manual, you need to offer customer service to prevent buyer remorse. So your homework for today, if you would like to fall in love with selling, is to find the person, find your Oliver. Who do you already love and care about to the point? Who do you already want the best for? And take take some time to reflect on what would it be like to sell to them? What if they were your customer? And then when you've got a sense of that for yourself, notice what it's like to allow everybody to be loved and cared for and served in the way that you naturally want to love and care for and serve the people you love. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.